Thank you for calling Astrology Answers customer service. This is Whitney. How may I assist you?
Oh, hi, Whitney. Well, I ordered a transit guide, and when I received it, I noticed that there was a difference in information that I had received from you before, because I've ordered transit guides and stuff in the past. And I noticed that the ascending sign on this one is different than anything I've ever gotten before.
Is the report not right, or?
I don't know. Okay, for example, if I go on, any of the astrology websites that, like AstroSeek or AstroDance, those are always the same. And the ones I've gotten from you before have always been the same, but different than this one.
I'm not understanding, ma'am. May I have the spelling of your email address, please?
Yeah, it's DGRANTHAM 349 at Gmail.
What's your first and last name and address?
Diane Grantham. I don't even know who I am. Address, P.O. Box 123, Cottonwood, Arizona.
So your transit period guide, you said that it's, last time you called in, you said that it's not showing the same wording as before. I'm only seeing that you purchased this before, ma'am.
Okay. The thing is, I had a name change a while back, so the other account would be different. But, okay, you know how it gives you your sun sign, your moon sign, and your ascendant?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The ascendant is different than anything I've ever gotten on with you and also with any other site. And so do you have access to that information?
Do I have access to your actual transit period guide?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because when the transit guide first comes up, it gives you all of the pertinent information and the location and all, time and all that. And that's all correct. But the ascendant is different than anything I've ever associated, with it before. So that's kind of what surprised me. So I'm wondering if I've had the wrong information all along and this is correct, or if this maybe needs to be recalculated.
So do you think it needs to be regenerated with different information?
No, the information that you have appears to be correct. But I don't know why it would come up with a different ascendant than I've always been familiar with.
I can't tell you that, ma'am. I'm not an astrologist, so I can't tell you that. I just know that this goes off the information that you provide.
I know. Okay, I had left a message last week, and somebody was supposed to call me back, and I didn't hear from them. That's why I'm calling today. But, if you can ask them to recalculate it, I'd appreciate it, because it's very different. So...
All right, so you said your descending and ascending is different.
Okay. on the current transit guide that was just generated, it says Sagittarius Sun, Sagittarius Moon, and Libra Rising.
Uh-huh.
Okay. On my previous transit guides that, you know, I had done over the last couple of years with you, it was triple Sag. Sun, Moon, and Rising. So when I saw Libra, I went, wait a minute, what is this? Because no site that I've ever generated a birth chart on has told me I was Libra Rising.
Well, I'm only seeing your sun sign, your moon sign, and your ascendant rising sign.
No, okay. What does it say for ascendant?
Ascending rising sign?
Yeah.
Do you want me to read that to you?
No. Okay, what sign does it say that is? Does it say Libra?
Where do I look for that at?
Should be at right up near the top where the birth chart is. It'll give you sun, moon, and rising, or ascendant.
Let's see. Planetary details. So the sun says Sagittarius.
Right.
The moon is a Sagittarius. The Mars is Virgo. Mercury, Capricorn. All that?
It should and say
ascendant is Libra.
Right. And that, the other thing I noticed too is the houses are different than I've ever seen before. Usually Sagittarius is my first house. On this chart, it says it's Scorpio. And this is the first time this has ever happened in, shoot, I'm 70 years old. You know, so any chart that's ever been done on me has Sagittarius in the first house. So the whole thing is just kind of, the houses are moved, and it says I'm a Libra rising. And I've never heard that before. So the whole thing is a little bit skewed compared to what I'm accustomed to seeing and what I've gotten from you guys before. So if somebody can take a look at that, that would be really helpful. Because maybe I've been told the wrong thing all these years, but I don't think so.
She said the houses were moved as well?
Yeah. Yeah, it shows Scorpio in the first house. And my first house has always been Sagittarius.
And the ascending sign is correct.
Is what?
And the ascending sign, is that what you said? Is wrong?
The ascending sign, the ascendant, or what they call the rising sign, I've always been told was Sagittarius, not Libra. Which is why I think the houses are moved. So, yeah, it's unusual. Let's put it that way. And that also throws all of my natal planets into different houses, which has never happened before. So, you know, if you could have somebody recalculate that, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Stay with me one moment.
Okay.
They're probably going to tell me to recreate it, but I'll go ahead and try that. If this doesn't fix,
yep,
then we'll have to see.
Yeah. Thank you.
One moment. Stay with me, ma'am, one moment.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
I'm still with you, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
All right, they told me to regenerate the report, so I'm going to try regenerating the port to see if that will help, and then it'll be available within 2 to 5 hours to see if that will work.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Transit Pure Guide V2. Which one was that? Six months. All right, so when you'll receive an email once that's regenerated, and you can try that. If not, give us a call back, okay?
Okay, now when you regenerate it, would you check the time on that? It should be 5:47 a.m. I was thinking maybe if they put in a PM or something, that might have made a difference.
All right, let's see. Five 47 a.m. December 18th, 1949.
Correct.
Let me make sure that's right on this side. Yeah, everything's correct, ma'am. So I think maybe if we generate the report, it'll help. If not, call us back once that's generated and it's still not correct.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
All right. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, I think you've pretty much taken care of it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling into Astrology Answers. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.